plate a potential nugget.
Let's talk about some of the themes in the book, Jeffrey. You speak about the criticality of being less judgmental and instead working from a place of equanimity, and say that being judgmental can come in the way of accumulating power. As I was sort of digesting that piece of wisdom, Jeffrey, I was thinking of someone like a Donald Trump, for example. And one would, you know, and you sort of quote him as an example of somebody who wields power. One would have an image that, you know, he comes across as someone with strong judgments in the way he interacts with people. So I was just trying to reconcile your insight about not being judgmental with some of these leaders that you have examples.
I think the leaders are judgmental. I think if you want to learn, you need to be less judgmental. Mm-hmm. So the non-judgmental is in the service of learning. And also the non-judgmental, and by the way, this is true for Donald Trump, for Steve Jobs, for Elon Musk, all this judgment gets in the way of making critical relationships work. I mean, Donald Trump's turnover in his cabinet is enormous. Steve Jobs lost enough people out of Apple Computer when he ran it to have staffed several companies. Many talented people have left, left Elon Musk's operation. So I think judgment drives people away, and it hurts in the ability to manage critical relationships. And judgment clearly gets in the way of learning. You know, Mother Teresa is famous for her quote, you know, if you judge people, you have no time to love them. Walt Whitman has this, the American poet has a lovely saying, be curious, not judgmental. And so when you see things as opposed to getting all excited about them, I think it is much more helpful to ask, how is it? You know, I think frankly, people are so excited by or upset by Donald Trump that they get so emotional that they are not able to understand the situation and deal with it strategically. I believe, you know, I'm certainly, you know, I think when McKinsey, came in, and we can talk about whether McKinsey did the right or the wrong thing, but they provide their best advice to clients without asking. You know, I mean, as you know, there's now a big scandal about the fact that they provided a lot of advice to Purdue Pharma on how to sell opioids. And they provided apparently advice to the South African government and all kinds of other things. But part of the job, and I don't actually judge McKinsey harshly for that, part of the job of a consultant is not to say you shouldn't be selling this product. Part of the job of a consultant is to say, given that you have decided to sell this product, how can you manufacture it more efficiently? How can you distribute it better? How can you make it safer? You know, how can you make the caps more tamper evident, or whatever you need to do? How do you reformulate it? I really don't. And so when I look at what consulting firms or accounting firms do, or for that matter, what I hope this university professor does, it is around, how do I make you more effective at what you have chosen to do? I do not believe that the Lord or Allah or whatever supernatural being you believe in has given me the right to tell people what they ought to do. It's given me the right and perhaps the obligation to tell them how to be more effective at doing what they want to do. But nobody made me ruler of the world, unfortunately.
In this podcast, one of the ahas for me every now and then is when people connect things that you think are not related in any way. I love the connection Jeffrey makes between judgment and learning. Over the last few years, I've been trying to increase how much I learn from the people around me. And one thing that helps is accepting people the way they are. I find that with every person we meet, there's often one thing that acts as a mole on the other person's face. Once you see the mole, you just focus on it, and sometimes you forget the face. They have that one element of personality that we could judge them on, but by doing so, we often miss out on respecting and learning so much from them on many other dimensions. Needless to say, this is still work in progress for me, and there's a lot of room to improve here. But it's helped not to get distracted by minor mole-like irritants that people might have. Thank you for listening.